well, this time I think the performances were probably, you know, not as good as I think the squad who were selected could have produced. So I don't think they actually fulfilled their potential. I think you can almost turn the clock back a little bit. Obviously, half a dozen missing, but people like Phil Jones, Jack Wilshere, you know, Luke Shaw, Alex Chamberlain, Raheem Sterling, Ross Barkley. So there's the six that are missing. Then obviously you had Saido Berahino. Berahino went back. Alex Pritchard got injured. John Stones got knocked out, missed the first two games. So those nine missing does weaken the group, but the group potentially were better than we saw in that game. Now, what is the reason for that? One or two of the players, I certainly saw the Belarus game before they flew out. A bit sluggish, wasn't as smooth, and they got a late winner there. And then each of the three games, they had the little spells, but there was a lot of sort of possession game in our half, but not hurting the opposition. Whereas, you know, when you see the side play well in that group and in the younger age groups, the secret is, you know, playing between the opposition and getting at them early. And they never really got the people forward early enough in order to support Harry Kane and co.
Is there a skills gap between our young players and the players in the rest of the of Europe?
I don't think so. I think if you look at the under 16 groups up to the under 21s, we've got a lot more depth now, particularly in creative attacking players. What I think we have to work on is, funnily enough, the mental toughness, the decision making, and you know, how you deal with tournament football. And for me, you know, that's probably the secret of every individual's success or failure in their career. How consistent you become, how much confidence you portray. Do you actually deliver in the big occasions? And really, that's reflected in your career at the club and then internationally and everything. And that's, for me at the moment, you know, the psychological factor, which is in, you know, four corners of coaching, it actually was highlighted about 3 years ago as probably being the weaker of the English sort of DNA, you know, going forward. So we've got to work hard on that because, as I said, those group of players that were there in the Czech Republic will be frustrated because some of them were nowhere near their best, and that was their stage to, you know, stake their case, and really, you know, they've wasted it to a certain extent.